Okay, hello there, Gia.
Hello there, Keisha, on this somber day.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought maybe we won't have a general hospital today because of the Queen's funeral.
Right, yeah.
It was very polite of her to not interrupt that.
Yes.
She seemed like she was a nice lady right there till the end. And
that's exactly right. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you Her get Majesty. To watch any of that pageantry?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch any of the pageantry. Did you?
I caught the very tail end of it. Then, of course, on the news, they were rehashing the whole thing. But it was just sort of surreal, you know, so much tradition and pomp and circumstance, and you're like, wow, look at all this pageantry, I guess is the thought. But then it gets real, like they zero in on King Charles, and he's actually got tears in his eyes, and you're like, oh right, this is a real person, these are real people, you know. It was just kind of a weird, like, it's still just a real family, and this is, that's his mother, and
and they have to go through all that sort of public stuff, you know.
Right. Yeah. I remember
easy.
I didn't want to have a funeral when my mom passed away.
No, I didn't either.
I remember I was like pissed that I had to deal with all these people and stuff, and you know, I like so that's that on the scale of, like, you know, like
right.
Slightly larger scale.
But yeah, microcosm. And your mom definitely was a majestic, lovely woman. So.
Well, and I ended up being a very, like, as opposed to it as I was, because I was just in my own little world of hurt. You know, as usual, I was in my own selfish world of hurt. And this was my mother, and I didn't want these people invading, you know. And I realized through the process that I was very glad we had the funeral, and very glad to have the chance to meet all these, not meet, I mean, I knew most of the people, but to hear other people's remembrances of her, and not just how I knew her as my mother,
but
all these other aspects, and the process of coming up with what did we want said about her, you know, and so it was like, okay, rituals do have a purpose, you know, a positive.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I don't know. Did you feel that with your parents or?
Well, it was a little different, you know, cause my mom had Alzheimer's and she had been sort of isolating herself for a long time, you know, before that. So
right, she'd had it for quite a while.
Yeah, and had been taking care of her mom for years before that. So that kind of cut her off from a lot of social, you know, social life that she might have had. So yeah, she didn't really get mourned properly, I don't think. But, you know, she was a modest woman, so, you know.
That's true. But I hope you worked in a catchphrase for something about, like, things being very rich. Very rich.
I didn't like it. I saved you a small piece.
Well, anyway, it has nothing to do with General Hospital, except there are a lot of rituals in these soap
operas. Yes, that's true. Yeah, a lot of sort of conventions.
Yeah, but I tell you, the one thing that did choke me up with, though, was, and you're going to be mad, but they had the Queen's, one of her favorite horses, like, at the...
I heard that. Like, yeah, one of the commentators was talking about how a couple of the corgis and one of her horses...
And the corgis and this sweet little small black horse named Emma.
That's cute.
It was killing me. It was killing me.
Oh, no. Poor Gia.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And I had the horrible thought, like, well, I'm glad the tradition of, like, you know, like, they don't kill and mummify everybody's pets and send them with them, like,
bury them all together.
That's, I'm glad they don't do that anymore.
That's something to be thankful for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
cats having a spaz.
And I guess to bring it back to hospital, at least she got some Leo and some horse talk on hospital.
I was fighting with my brain there, because I'm like, favorite character, least favorite character.
Right. Favorite. I know.
I was like, Leo was so sweet
good.
natural. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got a really nice sort of whimsical quality too.
He just does. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
His hands and his little fingers are like little tree frog fingers or something.
But even he didn't have the power to make Cody more bearable, did he?
Cody was, I thought, slightly more bearable, and I was waiting for him to screw up on something he said about horses, but it was pretty well scripted. and this is a small point, but Leo was not holding the reins correctly. And I was like, should Cody correct him?
Or is it just too soon for that universe? It seems like he should have, right?
Oh, I would have corrected him at that point in my back. Mm-hmm. But that's why I was not popular with people around horses, and I gave some lessons early on in my life, and I was, you know, kind of a
can picture that.
I was a stickler. I helped the little girls, you know, begin to really hate the whole equestrian idea. Yeah, but it was a sweet little scene, and I like so they're gonna join what was it called, the Saddle Society,
about that sounded so silly coming out of their mouths, you know, it's like the best they could do if that's not a real thing.
Well, I didn't check it out. I mean, there are, like, I was in what was called Pony Club at the time. I don't know if that still exists.
Yeah, I think it's also a children's book series, but
the Pony Club.
That's neither here nor there. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a sweet little moment, and So I'm hoping that leads to actual on-site, like with actual horses.
Oh, some real riding, huh?
Yeah, some real like they'd like to go outside for scenes, so that would be cool.
yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I have to wonder if that Cody actor has an actual, like, does he actually ride, or is all this just bullshit? Like, is he having to learn all the lingo and stuff? And
I don't know, Gia, but there's something about his voice that just isn't appealing also. You know?
Yeah,
there's no warmth or humor or anything in it, you know?
Yeah, he's just got, like, big capital G for grifter on his forehead, and you just can't get away from that vibe, and
I know,
but good for you for remembering something that wasn't just today, because I'm still all about today. I rewatched Friday
sort of in
you're fresh,
but there was also a lot of just tedious silliness with, like, the Porsche Curtis thing just goes on and on, and
I'm holding on to that as worst recent storyline. it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, and if it's just filler between the more, like, sort of exciting, suspenseful storylines, I feel I'd rather have, like, Joss and Trina talking at the pool. You know?
I know. I'd rather have them, like, comparing nail polish or something. Yeah. Honestly. Like, or watching their nail polish dry.
Pummeling that guy, Norman. Pummeling Norman.
I was like, oh, a fresh creep for us.
How did they make him?
No.
Some guy sitting at the pool staring directly at them.
I know.
I guess nobody can find good help these days.
They made him. Sunny. Yeah. I know. The work ethic is really poor lately. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that was pretty silly. But to get back to the Porsche Curtis thing, I mean, they're just turning Curtis into a gargantuan dick.
He seems like such a wuss, like a dog with a bone, can't let this go.
And I know it's just to make this whole
Porsche's
going to have to tell the truth about Trina
just
being
to make
his
her life
child.
Sort of agonizingly. Yeah.
But they're really overkilling. I don't know. They must just think we're so stupid that we need it really driven home.
Yeah.
To make it.
But it seems even if they're going to, like, dwell on it, it seems like there could still be, I don't know, like, some other lines or some other angle. I don't know. It just seems like they're not even trying
Just ad nauseum. So you're upset when people don't tell the truth. Let's put it another way. Do you like it when people lie or deceive you? Or it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
And Oh, now I got this song in my head. Don't sing it. Don't sing it. Because we get in trouble, right? If somebody listens and they recognize.
You can name it, I guess.
My excellent singing. On and on. I think it might be called On and On.
Stephen Bishop?
Jesus, you're incredible.
I don't know about that. I feel like I might have heard that.
Your parents must have been so proud.
Not even for a minute, but but I think I might have heard that song like at Rennie's today.
Were you at Rennie's? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you remember
I started to sing along?
Do you remember when Jesso and I did the Rennie's commercial?
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw it though.
Well, it had a very short run. Don't blink. Well, we almost didn't get to do it because Jesso kept screwing it up. He was just like
Joey
on Friends.
Noodle soup.
The noodle soup. Yeah, what were we supposed to sing? Like, Rennie's. It's a main adventure.
Not even it's a.
I think he kept saying the it's a. He kept putting in something that wasn't there, and they like three or four times we had to redo it. So funny.
Rory.
Our big claim to fame, our 2 minutes.
Not
even.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, but yeah, Curtis, Portia, Jordan, Aunt Stella. Unbearable. Absolutely unbearable.
Yeah. And it doesn't even seem like the fact that Jordan is covering for Stella. Is that going to come up? I don't know. And does it matter anymore? You know?
Well, it matters to me in that they were so untrue to Stella's character.
Yeah.
Like that she got so weaselly in that scene. Like, why did you take the fall for me, Jordan? You know? And it's like,
like
because
you just
sat there.
You know, didn't want you to have another stroke, auntie.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
got another song in my head. Billy Squire.
Stroke me.
Yeah. Was that the video that ended his career? Or was it?
It began and ended it, I think. Yeah.
No, he had quite a few hits, but he had a video where it would be
Billy Squire.
Yeah.
Billy Squire.
Not Billy Idol.
What songs did he have?
Oh, I can't. I'm not allowed to sing them, right? I have to kind of sing to get them in my head.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't know. But anyway, some video just was the undoing of him. It was sort of pre the androgynous, you know, mixing. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, thanks. You know, whenever I say I'm not sure, you don't have to finish that with
like
I'll autofill
with I'll send it to you.
No, you started me thinking about that. Did you ever see that video with Mick Jagger and David Bowie?
David Bowie, yeah.
Dancing in the streets. That was embarrassing.
Well, what I'm going to send to you on that topic is, have you ever seen it where they take the sound out of it and just have them and they do something weird with the sound? Oh, I'm going to have to find that for you. It is hysterical. Oh my God. Okay.
I think they feature that on Family Guy. Good for stuff like that.
It was early days of video making, you know.
I guess, but wow. Somebody should have been standing this said something.
Oh, well, those were two very confident men.
They were very secure.
Yeah.
Loved. So I guess. Yeah. They just didn't care.
To get back to General Hospital, I guess.
I would like to talk about Selena Wu briefly.
Okay. What did she do on Friday? Remind me because
she snuck up on Britt at the pool. Britt was hanging
with
Brad.
Right. Hanging
and
out.
She's
yeah.
She's become just like, I don't know, just super. Just so arrogant, and I guess she's always been that way, but she's just strutting around like, you know, unstoppable. And I like that Brett has a little sass when she talks to her, you know.
Yeah.
And kind of knows who she is, like, you know.
Well, and the whole point of that scene was build up to show that she's Britt's feeling guilty about
about
manipulating Brad into taking that. Yeah, I was glad to see Brad again. I like I'd like more of Brad, and I'd like to give him. I want to see him in the poker game. You know, I want to see what he's doing. Has he calmed down about the whole thing, or is it all just still flop sweat? You know.
Yeah, yeah, it would be like Jerry Lewis in at the poker game.
Yeah, yeah, that would be funny. So I wouldn't mind more of that. But yeah, Selena is, she's not the kindest mobster.
No, she's not. And she has like that voice of hers. It doesn't really ever change. You know, it's always sort of that same.
Right.
Tone.
Right. Yeah. So let's hope they develop her and give her more of a backstory. And
yeah, it's impossible to imagine her like waking up and getting out of bed, you know, doing any like of the normal.
Yeah. Like what's her morning beverage? Does she have a coffee or a green tea or what?
Does she have a guilty pleasure?
Does she swing? Yeah.
Does she watch Gilmore Girls or something?
Is she watching Hill Street Blues? What's going on?
She probably would be watching something like that.
Oh, this is off topic again, but I just want to recommend to you and all the other viewers the show Lodge 49, which I know we talked about a little bit. We just finished it. It's only two seasons, but so enjoyable, so whimsical.
Yeah, I got to give that more of a try because I only watched one and I really liked it. But
And it was best, we were watching it like one a day, so because it gets very a little convoluted and you're like, huh, wait, what, huh? So it's good to not spread it out, you know, but unfortunately it didn't get renewed they had places to go with it, but really enjoyable little world gets created there.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of whimsy. I don't seem like I would be, but the more whimsical, the better, really.
Well, then I'm going to, this will be the last time I plug this show.
Is it the vampire thing?
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys try that yet?
I tried it, but the old man is a little less tolerant of stuff than me.
Was,
I don't know.
Did you think
not,
it was silly? Did you like the silliness?
I think he thought it was too silly.
That's too bad.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
We gave Reservation Dogs a try the other night. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I've been wanting to try that too.
That seems promising.
I tell you, I get so overwhelmed by all the choices that I get paralyzed. And then lately I've just been watching, like rewatching Felicity. Did you ever watch Felicity?
No, I didn't watch Felicity. Isn't that kind of for young girls or something?
Yes, it is. It's for college freshmen. It's like pre-Friends, even.
I feel like if I watch stuff like that, it'll just make me feel bad, and it'll make me want to go back and make different choices, you know?
Yes to all of the above. But yeah, although something about the choices that they make, in a way they don't seem like it, there is monumental, you know? Like the consequences kind of come and go, and then they can kind of get back. And now I feel like the choices I make now, they just fuck me up for the rest of my life. So, you know, I think that's why I'm watching Felicity, longing for
that's what I mean.
Time.
I don't want to be like banging my head against a wall thinking about stupid stuff I've done all my life. Just a last note about other TV shows. So I got stuck rewatching a bunch of MASH the other night because
you're always watching MASH.
I haven't for a long time. I was, and then, but my brothers like started a thread about it was the 50th anniversary of the first episode. You know, so we were all waxing nostalgic about MASH. And so I was like, oh, put it on, you know, a couple martinis later and I'm deep into it.
Yeah, I did see a picture of Mike Farrell and Alan Alda.
Yeah, that's what my brother sent me. And we were chatting about. Characters and stuff. It's a bond when when you think back to your life with your brothers when you weren't like pounding each other or tattling on each other or whatever, like you shared things like MASH.
Yeah, that's true. There are shows, I guess, that we all enjoyed.
Planet of the Apes, MASH, whatever. You know.
Yeah, we have very different sort of tastes, I guess.
My brother and I, like, we were both like, oh, Planet of the Apes. It was like more in more recent times. Planet of the Apes was on late night or something. We were at Christmas time or something. And we were like, oh, we're going to watch it. And we're trying to explain to his wife, like, oh, this is so awesome. You've got to watch it. And she was like...
Yeah,
she thought it was so stupid. She's younger than both all of us, but
I'm
anyway,
I'm not sure it's an age thing, Gia.
We just kept saying, "Hand on me, you goddamn dirty apes," or whatever that was. She was like, "What is wrong with you?"
Yeah, she probably would have enjoyed Felicity.
Probably. Yeah. Anyway, okay, back to General Hospital. I did look something up.
Okay, all right.
But it's in relation to today's episode, so if you want to talk more about Friday, you'll have to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have more Friday info? Or remind me of a scene, and I'll tell you what I think.
No, now I'm trying to think about what you would have been looking up, so go ahead.
Well, it was something I truly needed to look up. I just didn't really know what it was in a medical sense.
Oh, okay. Not sepsis or something else?
Yeah, I had to look up sepsis. Like, do you really know what sepsis is?
Yeah, it can be very, very serious, very fast, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It, like, kills a lot of people. Because I didn't really know. I was like, oh, they have thrown the sepsis word around how many times
exactly,
now? So we're building up.
For,
I was like, okay, what the hell is going to happen with this sepsis?
I know. And Portia, the way she sort of explained it and then sort of explained it away, you know, it was kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What kind of a doctor is she?
Well, we kind of know.
Yeah. yeah, we do. She's a doctor.
And didn't she come on as like, a gynecologist or something? I have a vague memory of her.
Oh, no. Yeah, I kind of thought so, but I don't remember now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyway, there's only she and TJ kind of and Finn running
the
whole
show.
Yeah,
I know. I guess they could sort of get tired and not explain things well.
Yeah, well, anyway, so sepsis, like, dates back to, like, 2,700 years ago. Like, that's the first time they've seen it mentioned. In Greek poems, derived from the Greek word sepo, which means I rot. Ugh.
Okay.
Which doesn't quite track with, like, blood poisoning was the other, like, isn't it like the body kind of turning on itself, like inflammation?
Sort
of,
that's how she explained it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, later, the thing that stuck with me was like, okay, now I'm all the way up to the 1800s where they figure something out. Women were dying after childbirth. Yes. Oh, do you know about this?
No, this but it kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah. So they noted that women who were assisted by midwives, as opposed to doctors, had a significantly lower rates of the infection. Huh. And they figured out that doctors who had just been doing surgeries on other patients and then switched over to delivering babies, well, they didn't used to wash their hands.
Man.
And so the doctors would be doing surgeries or autopsies.
Oh,
autopsies. And then going in and delivering babies. And so some guy figured this out. Who is it? Ignaz Semmel, somebody from Vienna. Anyway, so he introduced this hand washing concept and he was ridiculed, you know. It's like amazing. But anyway,
like
so he instituted.
God, he should have like buildings named after him, right?
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, isn't that weird to think that there was a time when they really didn't, you know, the whole concept of
hygiene.
Germs and, hygiene and. And the concept back then was that a gentleman's hands are clean, you know. Anyway,
thanks for the lesson, Gia.
Well, I kind of don't. I still really don't get what sepsis is, but Those were interesting little side notes.
Yeah.
I rot. But yeah. I guess it can, it's basically a reaction to infection, I guess, is how. Mm-hmm. So yeah. The source of infection can vary, obviously, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But right. What I was looking for was they kept showing him having this nagging cough, and I'm like,
right.
coughing, is that part of it? And I haven't found anything that's showing coughing as part of sepsis, but so I don't know. I was just thinking, if he's going into a septic shock scene there at the very end, then he should die.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know it's not looking good, is it?
No, but it's a soap opera, of course, so he probably won't die.
Although it doesn't look like Sasha's too quick to get help. She's a little paralyzed there.
Yeah, nobody was being very good about getting doctors. Like Nina earlier went off to get a doctor and got sidetracked, you know, no. necking with Sunny or something. Or I don't
and
know.
And Porsche is like, I've got a few minutes, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, so. So we had the wonderful waking up of Brando and everything seems on track, and now that's yanked away. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to let him go but that's why I'm always looking for headlines, but I haven't seen any headlines about him.
Well, I'm tired of these headlines that tell you stuff that, you know, they don't even really know yet. I wish that people would just be quiet, if you know.
I wish everyone would just be quiet.
I do too.
Myself included. Myself.
I know. Maybe we should just be quiet for the rest of this session.
I'm sure everyone's hoping that. I know. Speaking of session, okay, so we finally got what we wanted. Right.
What we wanted, yes.
Which was Kevin and Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, I was a little bit bummed. I thought we were going to have many sessions, and they're like, nope, diving right in.
I know, and it was sandwiched between the Brando scenes, so it kind of felt like, you know, I wanted it to be more leisurely, too, and really, like, have a proper, visit, and, like you said, like, have it unfold like over time.
8 or 10 sessions where,
maybe, like, a solid episode could just be her and Kevin, you know? Because the device of the therapist is so good, you know?
Yeah. They did that when they had an Alexis episode. Remember that, where they had her, like, I think she was with Kevin and she went back in time or something. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
But. Anyway. So what? So she's repressed a memory where she killed somebody.
Apparently that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Which seems too simple. Like that just
seems. It could have been an accident. It could have been like Ava and what's her name? Esme, you know, where they're like,
against
each other.
Right. And but did that cause her parents to like abandon her or something? Like why was this the tipping point from when she became estranged from her parents? I guess maybe that'll be
interesting. A lot we still don't know, I guess. Yeah. So.
And will MacGyver be making an appearance?
Well, I know you want that. I know you want that very much, Gia.
We don't know who the mother is or was. I'm also mildly worried about Elizabeth in real life because she's just remained so frail looking.
Yes, and her hair definitely is behaving
strange.
It just behaves differently than it used to.
Well, and it has me wondering, is that a wig or something? And then I go, is she like going through cancer or something? I don't know. Like my thoughts.
I haven't heard anything.
Not to start any rumors or anything, but she just looks very small.
Yeah, she's very tiny.
I mean, she is tiny anyway, but the hair looked weird, looked very done or something.
Yeah, it doesn't bounce or like
bend,
you know, it's very stiff.
Yeah, so anyway, hopefully everything is good with her. And
hopefully everything is good, yes.
Just a stylist issue, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to Friday just a little bit, sorry to bounce back and forth, but things are occurring to me.
I forgive you.
Thank you. We did have a bit more Christina, and then there was Christina with Dex, which probably delighted you.
I did kind of like that scene. I was like, oh, do we have competition here? You know,
hopefully, because
they seemed very natural together.
Yeah, and she's sort of already a bit protective of him because Dante was starting to, you know,
work him
over a little bit. So yeah, that could be trouble.
Well, and also you made the prediction last time that you think it's Dex with the hook. Dex with the hook in the alley. Now I'm pretty sure it's certainly not going to be Dex because they
such
made the big
clear
implication.
Red herring, kind of.
Yeah, they made that way too easy, like the jingling, mm-hmm. and then they show like, oh, dog tags.
Right, you know, it was right, like, yeah.
But at least somebody's thinking that way, but that just mm-hmm. seems too easy and too quick to have it.
Yeah,
and
it does.
I don't think they're going to do that. And like, they are gearing up for a big storyline with he and Joss, I think.
And more killing meanwhile, you think?
Somebody's killing. I'm wondering, I know I've already mentioned that maybe it's Ryan, and I'm wondering if maybe Ryan and Esme have teamed up to like take revenge on the whole town.
Ooh, they're just going to kill everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, obviously Ava would be a good target for both of them, but I can't really explain Brando except they both just maybe have a lust for blood. And so I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. They're still just sort of practicing their skills.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like maybe like Ryan's still on the inside, but he's got Esme, you know, being a puppet on the outside or, I don't know.
Gosh, well, that would be scary.
She's out there.
She's out there somewhere. Yeah, I'm sure you're right. She's terrible.
Yeah.
Awful girl. With her weird sneakers.
Yeah. Yeah, those
somebody would remember the weird sneakers, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, not sure it's her.
But did you enjoy the pool scene, the whole, like, decks and, I mean, all the sort of gratuitous flesh and bathing suits and
well, I guess it was good to see bathing suits at the pool instead of, you know, fully clothed adults.
Yeah. Well, that's just for
like
that's just the pervy old men with their sunglasses that are like
Norman.
staring at the girls.
Yeah. So maybe Norman will guard Nina now since he can't.
Norman. Yeah.
That's a funny name for a bodyguard.
It is funny. Norman.
Norman, is that you?
Yeah. But you could have just explained it away that he was like a pervy guy, like, you know, staring at girls in bikinis.
Yeah. But like I said, I feel like, you know, it was a bit of a waste because we didn't get much conversation between Joss and Trina, you know?
No, yeah. But maybe they'll probably still be there tomorrow. What else happened today? Did we have anything else? Oh, we had Alexis and Professor Dumbass.
Which I
know they're trying to make that like fun sparring between them. And I know Alexis is doing her best, but
is she? I don't feel like she's
you weren't
showing
feeling
like,
it?
Well, it just doesn't seem like she's has that much of an open mind really either. I don't know. It seems like he's sort of starting to be more, I don't know, sort of civil, you know, and
He was being
sort of
civil,
looking to pick a fight, you know, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I guess there's a fine line between like what's written in a script and like this is going to show a lot of sexual chemistry, and then when they just when there is no chemistry, but they're just reading the words and it's just like, they just seem kind of nasty with each other. But he just comes across as so like condescending or something and stiff and I don't know. And and that, like, I know they didn't have that this time, but recently there's that grouping of he and Finn and what's the little girl's name?
Violet.
Violet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Chase at the pool. That all seems weird to me.
Yeah.
Like that this group of men takes this little girl to the pool.
Right. That's true.
But Chase is the only one that swims.
Yeah.
Like the other two, like they must have it in their contracts. They're like, nope, I'm not taking off my shirt. You know, like this is.
I get paid extra for anything where
my like that Chase kid, he's like running triathlons and stuff. You make him do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like
he's fine in the pool.
Yeah, but it just doesn't that seem weird? Did you ever go to the pool with just
a bunch of men?
Like three men? Like you might start uncovering some repressed memories.
I know. I think that's frowned upon. I believe there are a lot of bankrupt organizations because there were a bunch of men going to the pool with children.
Exactly. Anyway, I don't know. It just seems ill.
You're right.
Seems a little weird, but mm-hmm.
yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
That's one of the problems with that setting, you know.
Yeah, well, it's got to go soon because have we had Labor Day? We had Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
And you don't wear white and you don't keep going to the pool and it's
all.
You
don't keep going to the pool. That's right, yeah. Gia. Those are the rules.
Them's the rules, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have anything else of interest to say about what's happening. I think they'll pull Brando back from the brink, even though from what we've read medically, he'd have like an 80% chance of being gone.
Yeah,
if, with that like kind of violence
stuff amputated.
Like, I mean, that was like going into shock, like that, what they showed him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. I hope he pulls through, partly because I don't know how Sasha would go on, you know, if she had another loss.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Gladys,
she would, like,
you know, I can't believe I like Gladys enough that I wouldn't want her to suffer that loss either.
Gladys has been totally remade, but retained enough Gladysness to still be Gladys, you know.
Yeah,
I like when Sonny came in to talk to him and they were kind of joking about dealing with Gladys, you know.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yes, I hope he pulls through too. Yeah, because what happens to Sasha now if that's
she would just shatter, like, in a million pieces?
You keep thinking she's hit rock bottom, and there's there's yet another bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Although that would lead to some there would be some scenes with Kevin because she'd have to have some therapy. And maybe still will. Maybe we'll still get our wish there, even if Brando makes it, that she'll start having some therapy sessions with Kevin.
Yeah, or else they'll just be like the next, like she'll disappear and then the next scene will be, Dante finding her in the streets, like hooking with.
Like a whore?
Huh?
Just a common whore?
Yeah. Like all hopped up on whatever smack, you know, just like totally.
With maybe her teeth starting to fall out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think maybe I've watched too much Hill Street Blues.
Yeah. I think that might be the case, Gia.
But I'm envisioning this whole storyline happening now. Like, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
That would be interesting, yeah.
Like, kind of an alternate storyline where they go try to clean Sasha up again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
because
what would she have to live for at that point? That would
at
be
that
rough.
Point, yeah, only to help Gladys not spiral out of control.
Yeah.
But
well, hope you get the sense that Gladys has enough of sort of a self-preservation gene to not
to she
move
does
on
seem like a
but,
survivor, but that would be a massive blow to her.
Yeah.
The worst. It'd be the worst blow.
It would be the worst. It certainly would.
They've done a good job, I guess, you know, convincing us how important Brando is to these people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope, and he's a nice guy as a character. I mean, he's, you know, they're a little boring. Like, it'll be interesting to see if they ever get him kind of back on track. Like, what would their life be about if it wasn't all tragedy happening all the time?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And them just always being on some sort of a tightrope.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see. It is a soap opera. So
it is. It's a soap opera.
They can let him live in spite of the dire warning.
Ironic, because soap is in the title. So everybody should be super clean.
They should
be
washing their hands.
Yeah.
Like, not washing it. I mean, I guess people just weren't. When you think about access to water.
Yeah,
running
they would have had like a pot, like a water.
Oh, God forbid. I mean,
no.
And the thought of like, how was anybody ever getting pregnant in the first place when nobody was probably showering or anything? Like,
everybody's super, super smelly, and then you're wearing all these layers. God.
Yeah. Oh.
Disgusting.
The whole world probably just smelled like blue cheese or something.
Oh, you know? Man. I guess we've come a long way.
Which I tried again recently, and I don't like it.
Don't like it, huh? Okay.
No, do you like
it?
Not
for everyone. I haven't had it in a long time, but once in a while I like it, sure. I would never buy it, but, you know, I like it.
Well, this was like at a restaurant, like a real... Yeah. You know, on something, and so it was real. It was really real, and I was like, "Ugh, can't go there."
Okay.
Can't go there. Anyway, we've probably said nothing terribly interesting. But...
We've covered some new ground, I think.
Yeah. In what sense? I don't even.
Well, we haven't really done a lot about food likes and dislikes in the past. You gave us a nice lesson on sepsis.
A little bit, just a little.
And how like poets were in the loop about sepsis, which is
some Greek poem had some reference to it. Yeah, it's just so forever. This has been.
What does it rhyme with, though?
It may have been free verse. I'm not sure. My Greek is not too sharp, so like.
Too bad Nicholas isn't here to translate. Exactly. For us.
Did he know Greek and Latin?
And Latin, I bet he did.
Not this.
The
Nicholas.
Original, no, not no. Not this Nicholas, but.
Oh, we're losing it. All right. Boy.
All right, Chia.
Okay, well, if anybody's listening, we really appreciate it. We think you're fine people. Like, if you're listening, you're probably a little bit, I don't know. I don't, like, you know, you probably have a sense of whimsy yourself. So maybe you're hanging. I don't know. Because to listen to this kind of crap, you'd have to have something whimsical going on up there.
I think that's right. Yeah, we appreciate that. That's
we
the
do.
Case.
We do.
And
yeah.
This isn't just being played, you know, against your will to torture you like in some way. To cough up some information. Oh, dear.
Okay. Well, let's cross our fingers that Brando's on there tomorrow and all smiles, sitting up, eating some oatmeal or something. So.
Yeah, let's hope. Okay, Gia.
Okay. All right. We'll talk in a few days. You too.
Okay.
See ya.
All right. Bye.